All accountable souls, especially we Christians, should realize that God is truly worthy to receive all the glory and honor and praise, to be loved with all our heart, soul, and mind, to be obeyed, to be served, and to be worshiped in spirit and in truth. Our subject this morning and perhaps several Lord's days we'll want to study together, glory to God through prayer. Well, with the situation, not only in our own country, many problems, many concerns, the war in Iran, of course, lives have been lost, conflicts in other areas of the world. We pray for the lost, do we not? If we're members of the Lord's church, we better be doing that. We need to pray for all world leaders to seek peace, that we might live a peaceful life. So there's many reasons to study the great subject of prayer, and we'll begin that study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins at Father Morgan Street Church of Christ. We welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And we want to take this opportunity now to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we, of course, study God's precious word in our Bible classes. And as we come together to worship God, we're striving to do so in spirit, having a proper attitude, but also in truth, that is, following the New Testament pattern, John 4:24. Now, I can assure you that you'll receive a very warm welcome. Now, something else to mention, we're always glad to answer Bible questions that you may have. We appreciate your comments, positive or negative. And if you're interested in having a Bible study together, we would really look forward to setting that up at your convenience. So you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana. 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now remember the initials PFE, preparing for eternity. That will help us to stay focused every day and seek to please God and live in accordance to His will. Well, we want to announce our gospel meeting again, as it's less than 2 weeks away. That would be April the 10th through the 12th, Friday night, 7 p.m., Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sunday morning Bible class, 9:30 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 10:30 a.m., a wonderful potluck lunch, and then following that, the evening worship, 1 p.m., to close out the meeting. Who is our speaker? Brother Bill Boyd of the Rockcliffe Church of Christ in McMinnville, Tennessee, my old stomping grounds, and his subject, the theme of the gospel meeting, that is the Book of Romans. And what a challenging study it is, and a rewarding study. So I hope you'll make your plans to be with us. And please tell us if you listen to the radio program. Now, let's get to our study concerning glory to God through prayer. Now, to start out with, we cannot overemphasize the greatness and the perfectness. Yes, God is perfect. Yes, we cannot overemphasize the greatness and the perfectness of God. Should we not practice what we sing oftentimes in the hymns? such as glory to his name, to God be the glory. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Praise him, praise him. Praise the Lord. We praise thee, O God. And all the glorious hymns which express our desire to glorify God. So to help us better glorify God through the great privilege of prayer, let's examine ourselves by answering the following questions this Lord's Day. Are we utilizing the great spiritual blessing of prayer? And how thankful are we for all of God's physical and, most important, spiritual blessings? So, the first question again, are we utilizing the great spiritual blessing of prayer? Now, as God's children, do we understand and appreciate what a great privilege that we have to go before God the Father who art in heaven with our burdens, cares, and troubles, as well as our praises and, of course, our thanksgivings? We have this privilege where? In Christ, if we've obeyed the gospel. And if we appreciate this privilege, then we will be utilizing this great spiritual blessing of prayer continually. Pray without ceasing, in other words. So, to be able to speak directly to a high-ranking government official, let's use this as an example. Well, that may get some results if we have a concern. It may fall on deaf ears. But that does not even begin to compare to speaking directly to God the Father in heaven. Of course not. As we pray, we should be very thankful for every blessing, but certainly be extremely thankful for this great spiritual blessing of prayer in itself, to go before God, our Heavenly Father. Yes, let's never take this blessed privilege for granted if we're a member of the body of Christ. God is self-existent, which means that he does not depend upon anything or anyone outside himself for his own existence. Well, for example, in John 5:26, Jesus said, "For as the Father hath life in himself." He didn't get it from anyone. In other words, it's in himself. "So hath he given to the Son to have life in himself." Now, also in this regard, let's go to Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 25. "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." So let's not forget that. That's right. God is self-existent. Therefore, he certainly does not need the prayers of mere man. But having said that, let me be quick to add that God desired offspring as he created man in his own image. Notice Genesis 1:26, "And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. We better stay with God's word, male and female. That's it. No other sexes, no other genders. That's it. Male and female. Let's stay with God's word. That's right. And look at verse 28, and he blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Yes, they were commanded to multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, God has always desired to communicate to his children. God spoke directly to the heads of the family in the patriarchal age, did he not? And then later in the Mosaic age, he spoke through Moses, the lawgiver, and other inspired prophets. And in the last days, we're in the last days and last age, the Christian age. Yes, and God speaks to us by his Son through the Holy Scriptures. As we note now in Hebrews 1, 1 and 2, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Let's notice John 8, 31 and 32. Very important passage. John 8, 31 and 32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's let that be driven deep in our hearts. We need to know the truth, but we need to continue in the word that Jesus has spoken, his doctrine. We need to stay with the truth and never sell it. Buy the truth and sell it not. Defend it and live by it. That will certainly make us free. Acts 10:36, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. 2 Timothy 3:15-17, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's nothing lacking. But what is the point? God speaks to us through his word. Not a still, a small voice in the middle of the night. Not through visions today. Not dreams. God did use those in the biblical days on occasions. Like with Peter and Cornelius, remember? And of course in the Old Testament, you have those occasions. God gave Daniel the ability to interpret dreams. And Joseph had dreams and revealed them and so forth. So, we're emphasizing God today is speaking to us as we hear and study his sacred, inspired word. But now we're not to be hearers only. We must be doers of the word of God. James 1:22. We must obey the gospel, that form of doctrine, which is Romans 6:16-17. If we have submitted ourselves humbly and accepted God's will, obeyed the gospel of Christ, we've obeyed that form of doctrine. Yes, from the Holy Word. That's how we learned what God would have us to do to be saved. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things that he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal life unto all them that, what, obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. Let's be sure that we have obeyed him and are continuing to do so. So communication with God is twofold. That's the point we're making and emphasizing here with the scriptures. God desires for his children to come to Him with words from their hearts. And notice, we must not only realize that prayer is a great privilege, but also realize that God has commanded us to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we mentioned earlier, pray without ceasing. 1 Timothy 2:1 through 3, I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Are we following these commands? 1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Of course, in the worship service with men and women present, the men are to lead the prayers. The woman is not to usurp the authority of the man. When men are present, in other words, the woman is not to take the lead in the worship service. If there were no men present, of course, the women would lead the prayers. In a ladies' class, they certainly do so as well. Teaching children's classes, and so forth. Now, how could we worship God in spirit and truth without prayer? Well, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And you'll see as you go to Acts 2, the day the church began there in verse 42, what took place. Well, you'll notice, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. That's right. Brethren, since God desires and commands us to pray, it should be vitally important to us all to understand and utilize this wonderful God-given blessing, which we have only in Christ. Again, if we have not obeyed the gospel, we don't have this privilege. Now, we're not going to tell someone not to pray. No, that's not the thing that we need to be doing. But teach them the truth so they will understand that this is a privilege that's only in the body of Christ, in His blessed church, the church of Christ. And look at Ephesians 1:3. Where are all the spiritual blessings? In Christ. That's what we need to stay with. Now let's go to the second question. How thankful are we for all of God's physical and spiritual blessings? Well, if you'll notice, in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, excuse me. We won't take the time to read that, but it makes an excellent text for a sermon on being thankful to God for His blessings. And it is profitable for our present study. You'll see that there were 10 lepers, and Jesus healed them miraculously of their leprosy. And Jesus asked this question knowing the answer. Therefore, we should realize that this question is for our admonition and learning. What was the question? Where are the 9? One had returned to give thanks, and he was a Samaritan. 1 out of 10 returned to give thanks. Now, that's, a lesson for us all. We don't want to be of the majority in this case. Which is the greater blessing? To be healed of leprosy in this temporal life, or to be saved from eternal damnation? 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Our eternal destiny is more important than being healed of a horrible disease, a deadly disease. But again, our life on this earth is short. Eternity does not end. Now, should elders and preachers be not asking this question, where are the nine? And in many cases more on Sunday night or Wednesday night. Were they not washed in the blood of Christ? What about Sunday morning Bible class? We're not talking about those that are sick, taking care of a sick person, sick child, hindered from coming through some means that's not of their own making. We're talking about those that choose not to come to the service when they're able. Ingratitude can be the first step to full apostasy. Yes. Here is another question to look at. How thankful are we for our physical blessings? Jesus is our example. Mark 8, verse 6. Excuse me. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks and brake and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. Miraculous occasion here, but nonetheless, Jesus gave thanks. What about us? Well, let's ask this question. How thankful are we to God for sending his only begotten Son? Hebrews 2:9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Well, what does our life say in this regard? What sacrifices are we making for the Lord's cause? Study Romans 12, 1 and 2. Now, another question. How thankful are we for the Word of God? We're talking about spiritual blessings, are we not? We need to be thankful for the physical blessings every day. Our food, clothing, and shelter, and so forth. But more importantly, we need to be so very thankful for the spiritual blessings that are only in Christ. Can we say, as David, oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97. We should understand the blessedness of God's Word. If we are thankful for God's Word, it will be seen in how we're not ashamed of the gospel and how we handle the Word of God. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. Paul, the inspired apostle, could say that. What about me and you? 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to love the truth. Again, can't emphasize that enough. Another question. How thankful are we for our salvation if we have obeyed the gospel of Christ? Acts 8:39, and when they were come up out of the water, as the eunuch had been baptized, Philip was the preacher that joined himself to the chariot and explained Isaiah 53, a chapter about Christ. And thus, the eunuch, when Philip preached Christ, he said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized, from being baptized? Well, he needed to make the good confession first. You'll see that And you see that they both went down into the water. And when they had come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. The Philippian jailer, he rejoiced, did he not? In Acts 16:34. So, how did we feel when we came up out of that watery grave? Having contacted the precious blood of Christ. Yes, the precious blood of Christ. Should we not still be rejoicing if we are living faithfully? Yes, sir. Another question. How thankful are we for our Christian fellowship? 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. That's right. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks for all things unto God by the authority of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, what does my attendant say about my appreciation for Christian fellowship? Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. But as you see the day approaching, we need to what? Appreciate Christian fellowship. To whom do we prefer to be around the most, Christians or worldly people? Does my choice of friends glorify God? So again, we've studied, are we utilizing the great spiritual blessing of prayer? And how thankful are we for all of God's physical and spiritual blessings? Let's be sure that we're not guilty of the sin of ingratitude, as that leads to they became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened, Romans 1:21. So our thanksgiving and gratitude to God needs to be expressed not only in our prayers, but in our daily walk of life as well. Being rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving, Colossians 2:7. But notice verse 6, so walk ye in Him. Walk ye in Him. Now, we stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel that is of the age of accountability. We have to hear the truth, Romans 10:17. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, John 8:24. That motivates us to repent, to get out of sin, and do the will of God, Luke 13:3-5. Now we're ready to make the good confession as the Ethiopian eunuch did there in Acts 8, and then be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. As we come up out of that watery grave to walk in newness of life, the Lord adds us to His body, the true church, Acts 2:47, where we need to remain faithful, even if it meant our death, Revelation 2:10, and we'll have the victory. And we thank you so much for listening today.